Tomorrow night in the Great Lakes Rooms, we have a group from Tupelo, Mississippi, Homemade Jams Blues Band, and they are just this really exciting young blues group. But on the scene for several years, they got a lot of press about 5-6 years ago when they were the youngest blues band in the country. Every media outlet in the country covered them. Since that time, you know, they've just been working and touring and playing, and now they are just this really hot group, and we're just really excited to bring them to Marquette to jam and rock the Great Lakes Rooms.
One of the things that's really unique about it is that it is a family band, that you've got two brothers and a sister that are sort of the main go, and they are young, that they kind of made their name with the International Blues Challenge when they were... what, 13, something like that? I mean, yeah. They were really young.
They were really, really young and could play.
Yeah.
But, you know, as we were just talking about, the blues is something you now it's not just a craft you play, you have to live it, you know. And I think that as you get older, you have a feel for the music and the words and everything. So I think that, you know, now they're just, from the videos we've been watching of them, you know, live stuff, they're just really hot, just incredible players and are writing great tunes. And people are going to want to dance.
That's
for sure.
Is what time and the tickets are they at the door, or can you still get some advance tickets? What's the word on that?
I don't think you can get. Oh yeah, I think today you can still get advance tickets at the Superior Dome or Forrest Roberts Theater or the NME Bookstore. Mm-hmm. But you can buy tickets at the door as well. It starts at 7:30 tomorrow night at the Great Lakes Rooms. But we have this band that's opening up for them.
Ask you about that. Yeah.
Do
you remember the name?
Flat Broke Blues Band.
Oh,
that's
them
the
guys.
Name of their,
oh,
that's
those
the name
guys.
Of their band.
Yeah.
So they're going to be opening for the Homemade Jams.
Yeah, we
want these young guys to get a chance, you know, on the scene before the Homemade Jams get up, you know. No, we're really excited to have Walt and his buddies playing.
Oh, really? I think it's a great opening band.
It is a great opening band. We've been doing this. It's something this year that we're doing different. We hadn't done before. Is having bands, local bands, open for some of the shows, because it helps bring some of the local audience in that's a fan of those bands, and gives a little more entertainment dollar for, you know, bang for the dollar for our fans.
Well, one of the things that is cool about Homemade Jams is, as you mentioned, they are younger players, and a lot of times you've got these, I guess, preconceptions or stereotypical ideas of what blues is, and, you know, it's maybe somebody older and so on and so forth, and that's not the case. They're young, and that youth and exuberance comes across, like you were saying, in videos we've watched on YouTube. You can check them out on YouTube for yourself, they're really a lot of fun, but a real family act, because their parents are even involved.
Oh yeah, their dad plays the bass, their mom is their road manager, so I mean, it's a family affair. And we were talking about that. When you play with family, you just have a certain telepathy, a certain sync. And I think it's definitely present in their music. I mean, they're just... when we looked at a lot of blues bands, you know that. We looked at a lot for this year. And there were, you know, how do you choose? There's so many great ones out there. But we wanted somebody who was energetic, who had that exuberance. And every time we watched their stuff, we were like, oh, this is the band. If we can get them... and because we wanted to appeal, we have a lot of students on campus, obviously, and so we wanted something that might appeal to them as well. Though I remember when I was a student, I saw James Cotton play at the Great Lakes Rooms, and he was old then too. He's older now, but I want you to say how long ago that was.
I think I was probably at the same show, to be honest.
Yeah. So I went to see it, but today there's a lot more competition for the attention of the younger crowd. So, you know.
And there are a lot of younger blues players too. And you look at Johnny Lang and Kenny Wayne Shepherd, just to name a couple of them.
Sure.
There are a lot of, and then our own Travis Swanson from around the area,
yeah,
who does
absolutely
a fabulous job as well. So young people, it's great to see, are getting into the blues.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I mean, the blues is everywhere. And it's a great thing that it's a living tradition. That's the thing about it.
Well, one of the things I've always told people, especially young people, is like, if you like jam bands and like you're just playing, you know, Dave Matthews Band and stuff like that, you know, any of these bands will tell you that it comes from the idea and the ethic of the blues, you know, that jamming and getting out and having fun. And it's not a preconceived sort of contrived music. It's driven by emotion. And when you got young people up there doing it, you know, having a good time, it's infectious. You want to be there, like you said, you want to dance all night.
Yeah, and we're gonna have a huge dance floor. The whole Huron room is actually gonna be dance floor, and Then the bar will be in back for those of you who are 21 and over. And then we'll have some seating in back for people who just need to rest, because it's going to get kind of, you're going to need some rest downtime. But yeah, it's really a dance show. This is not really a sit and listen show. So there isn't going to be kind of like,
it's going to be like a big old dance hall kind of a show.
It's going to be a dance hall type show. That's the way it should be for these types of things in the Great Lakes rooms. And so that's how we're going to do it.